following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my usual suspects with me. Fred Wallen, he's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, practically in my backyard. We are both in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. And I don't know what you're thinking about, but I'm thinking about Jordan Spieth with the potential to get the third leg of the four majors in golf. He's right there, man. He is right there atop that leaderboard. He's got an amateur atop that leaderboard. There's a logjam, to be honest with you, man. There is a logjam of players up at that leaderboard. Going to be a very, very interesting finish here to the Open Championship. Fred, good morning, man. How are you?
A little bit of a cold. I've got something that I think will make you laugh after the break. Has to do with the Dodger blackout. You know you want to talk about that.
Oh, man, absolutely. I got to get my daily dose from Fred Wallen about what's going on in the world of the Los Angeles Dodgers. But anyways, on the other side, guys, as well, we do have a guest, and it's actually pretty timely when you think about it. We're going to be talking a little bit about golf today. So we've got Brad Neubauer joining us from SGW Synthetic Grass Warehouse to talk to him a little bit about the Open Championship and then obviously about what they do there. So keep it close. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, and the Dorf Man. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Ever thought about creating your own private retreat? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about a simple way to turn your backyard into an oasis right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
A water feature is a great way to start a backyard retreat because it will work in almost any size space or budget. It provides a visual focal point while the sound of moving water creates a soothing atmosphere and blocks out neighboring noises like traffic. Large or small, the basic components are the same. An upper pool or basin and a lower one. The two pools are connected together by plumbing while a small pump moves the water from the bottom back to the top after gravity brings the water down. You can buy them ready-made or create your own with parts from the hardware store. Planters and urns make great basins since most already have drain holes in the bottom, so you can route the plumbing from one to the other. But remember, the water pump or the water feature must be connected to a ground fault interrupter circuit. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hey, everybody. This is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA radio network.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA radio network. We'll do our best to track down Brad, and if we do, we'll talk to him a little bit about what's going on at the Open Championship, as well as what they have going on there at Synthetic Grass Warehouse. And obviously it's putting greens and stuff like that, but Fred, you said you had something you want to talk to us about with the LA Dodgers. Get into it, man. First, like, before you do that, the Diamondbacks have finally lost 5 in a row. They're 5 games under 500. Maybe this is more to be expected of what this team is about, but your LA Dodgers hanging on to a 3.5-game lead, but you never get to watch them.
Well, here's the deal. For the folks outside of Los Angeles listening here, 80% of us cannot watch most of the Dodger games because the Dodgers made a deal with Time Warner Cable. And Time Warner Cable hasn't been able to make a deal with any satellite or cable service. But on Saturday at 1 o'clock, I'm getting prepared to watch Clayton Kershaw go against the Washington Nationals on Fox Sports 1. And that one is not blacked out. The ESPN Sunday game is not blacked out. And the Angel game is not blacked out. So maybe we get 12 to 15 Dodger games all season long. One of them was on Saturday, the Washington Nationals versus the Dodgers. Clayton Kershaw on the hill, first start since the All-Star game. And I really do enjoy watching him pitch. Okay, so I sit down, turn the channel on, and all of a sudden, and remember, it hasn't rained here like in 3 years. All of a sudden, the skies darken, and I swear to you, for 3 hours, or maybe 4 hours, it did not stop raining. Now, the one negative about DirecTV, besides the high price, is the fact that if it rains hard, the signal goes away, obviously, because it blacks it out. So I swear to you, I got to watch maybe an inning or an inning and a half of 14 strikeouts, no walks in 8 innings from Clayton Kershaw because the rain came down and DirecTV couldn't handle it. So I don't know what to say. So, but I honestly was looking forward. You know, I honestly think, Andy, I grew up loving college basketball, and baseball is my favorite sports. But with the one and done, baseball is now my favorite sport. And it really is by a long shot, I think, over college basketball now with the one and done. I really missed the game on Saturday. I really did. I was upset. I mean, I couldn't stop the rain. There was lightning and thunder, but we needed the rain. Couldn't have been later after Kershaw had struck out the 14 Washington Nationals?
Yeah, you never know, man. Mother Nature does what she does. But, Jeff, you feel Fred's pain, or does Fred just sound like a guy who's whining a lot to you?
No, not at all. Well, he doesn't see. Fred, Fred, you do whine from time to time. But not in this case, Andy. It takes me back to when I first moved to Arizona in 2001. And, I said, I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, true and true. But I want to watch the Arizona Cardinals play. And, the only way I was going to do that is if I sat on a 115-degree bench at Sun Devil Stadium because they couldn't get their home games on TV. Now, the first game that they played that season happened to be in week 3 because they had the bye week in week 1 when we had 31 teams. And then, the league shut down after the attacks on September 11th. So it's week 3. They're playing the Denver Broncos on Sunday Night Football. And it was the one and only home game I saw them play at Sun Devil Stadium because I never went down there. And, it was the one and only game I saw them play at home until 2005. And it's made a world of difference now that they're selling out their place in Glendale and getting on TV. I know it's it's not 100% blackout, but it certainly helped the fan base grow. And I can see Dodgers fans waning and maybe starting to watch that team down in Anaheim because, they want to watch baseball. And, if they can't get their team, they're going to settle for the next best thing, right?
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this, because you brought up an interesting point. I think I saw somebody make mention of this, nobody in particular, but do you think that the Arizona Cardinals, and Fred, let me hear your take on this too. Do you think that their moving out to Glendale has anything to do with their fan base growing and the fact that they don't have to go, like Jeff said, to sit in 115-degree heat there at Sun Devil Stadium? So over the past 10 years or so, since, I don't know, let's say since about 2006 or so, do you think that the fan base has grown in the sense of these people aren't bandwagon fans? They're people that actually just want to go and watch a game in a comfortable environment. Fred, you first.
Well, first, I think they moved because that's where they got the better deal. But secondly, I agree with you that, that's certainly a possibility. And last year, I think in the entire National Football League, there were only two blackouts. And this year, there'll be no blackout. I think they said there's nothing's going to be blacked out. So the point, they've already agreed to that. So if you're a home sitting fan, you'll be able to watch your home team, including Arizona and including, well, in Los Angeles, of course, we don't have to worry about that not having any teams, but anywhere else across America. But I think they had the better deal in Glendale. And I do think, obviously, you've gotten, I mean, who'd want to sit in that kind of heat when you don't have to do so? I mean, it's an impossible situation. I know I wouldn't. And I think most people would agree. Jeff, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Jeff, go ahead, because I got a take on this, and I think you guys are going to – we'll see. I got to hear yours first, Jeff, but I have a take, and it's probably completely opposite from what you just said. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I think we've evolved. I think that, you know, I think it's a shame that games aren't on basic TV. I mean, we used to be able to watch the Diamondbacks and the Suns and the Coyotes on local Channel 3 here, but now Fox Sports has taken everything. So if you don't have cable, you can't even buy subscription services to see the home team. You have to have it through your cable or satellite provider, because you do MLB TV, you do League Pass online, you know, broadband. You get blacked out for the home team, and in some areas like Las Vegas, they don't want you to be a Major League Baseball fan because they black out Oakland, LA, and the Diamondbacks. So I think that sports would do themselves a big favor and broadcast themselves to the masses.
I'll tell you what, I take offense to this, to be quite honest with you, thinking about it, because you're talking to a guy who's from the Midwest, and to go to a football game was awesome in the first place, but I went to games and it was below zero. So to hear people complaining about heat is almost a joke to me. You know what? The Green Bay Packers sell out every single game, and they'll sell out for their entire existence, to be honest with you. So I do think these people are bandwagon fans, to be honest with you. I mean, that's my point is, you know what? You're going to go no matter what if you're a true fan. You don't go when the team's just winning. You go when the team is losing, too. And that's how you get guys like Brett Favre. That's how you get things like that to happen. And that's why the Green Bay Packers, in all honesty, are the most special organization in all of sports, guys. You know what? It's an honor and a privilege to play for the Green Bay Packers. And it doesn't matter if it was 100 degrees or if it was 50 below, people are going to go and watch. So to hear that, when people say, oh, well, now that they have an indoor stadium and people don't have to watch them in that 110-degree heat or 115-degree heat, you know what? You're going now because they're winning. Let's be honest. Let's call it the way it is.
Yeah, but you know what? Not everybody is a fan like Packer fans are. Other cities, it's a different circumstance. I mean, if you're in the Midwest, you're used to horrendous weather. But
if you're in the Southwest and you live in Phoenix, Arizona, you know that you're going to get 110, Fred. I know it too.
So you're not as so the fans aren't as tough as they are in the Midwest. I mean, I could make that case. I mean, and
I just think they're not diehard. That's what I think. I think, you know what? I'm all in. I am complete. Like Jeff is all in with the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm all in with the Bucks. I'm all in with the Brewers, even though they stink. I'm still a fan. I'm all in with the Green Bay Packers, guys.
You're all in with the Bucks. Let's talk about that later in this show, because the Wisconsin Senate has voted yes, they will take taxpayer funds
absolutely
to build a new arena for the Bucks. You're okay with that?
Absolutely. Of course. Okay, great. It's the best thing possible. Of course.
We'll talk about that. Yeah, you take your people that can't pay their electric bill so some rich guy can get richer, take the person's taxes away to build an arena.
Fred, I think they showed the stat of how much it would cost everybody. And I think, seriously, I'm not even joking, $2, okay? It was something like that.
So how come the rich guy doesn't pay the $2?
That's just ridiculous. You're talking about $2. Give me a break.
No. Well, why should a rich guy get richer off of you?
You know what? I want them to keep basketball in Milwaukee, man. That's all I'm all about, to be honest with you. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Good to get Fred heated up early in the conversation here. Anyways, Fred Wall and Jeff Rich, Dorfman, will be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my guys, Fred Wallen, he's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, with me here in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, old school style. SportsFred@AOL.com. All right, Fred. Fire away. Go ahead. I know it's dying. You're dying to talk about this Milwaukee Bucks arena issue and why it's so bad for the taxpayers to have to pay an extra dollar or two to fund this arena. Go ahead. Fire away, man.
Well, first of all, what do you think it costs for a family of four to go to an NBA game or to an NFL game or to even a Major League Baseball game? NFL football, about probably $450, NBA about $400, baseball a little bit less. So the average person who's paying his taxes so some rich guy can get richer can't afford to go to a lot of these games anyways. Now, Andy, you can afford to go because you do radio. But people that
Fred, can I just ask you one thing? You know, as you're going, how much would it cost for a fan in Milwaukee to travel to Chicago or Minneapolis to watch the NBA because they don't have an NBA team in
Cost plenty. Cost plenty, yeah. but they couldn't afford to go to a game in Milwaukee. So it's I'm talking about the average person cannot afford to go. I'm going to say it again. Hang on one second. Let's say you bring home $700 a week or $800 a week, so you clear $600 a week. You're telling me you're going to spend $400 of that $600 on an NBA or an NFL game? You'd be out of your mind. So the average person cannot afford to go very often unless somebody's giving him a ticket. So why should that average person, why should that person's tax funds go to have some rich guy who's already got $1 billion or $5 billion or what, how much money the two owners of the Bucks might have? They bought it for $500,000, and the team is already worth double that, according to Forbes. So if the team is worth double that, I imagine the rich guys can build their own arena.
They could build their own arena, but it makes a lot of sense for the city and the community to get involved. I mean, it's going to create jobs for people. I don't know too many cities that have individuals building arenas or football stadiums anymore. It just doesn't happen like that. You need the people to get involved. It makes it so that it is a home type atmosphere. I think it's great. I'll be honest with you. I think it's great. I don't care that people are going to have to pay an average of an extra $2 for their taxes in Wisconsin. I'm sorry. I just don't think it's a major issue. And when you talk about an average family, okay, listen, you can go to a game if you really want to for $10. Yeah, you'll be sitting pretty high up there, but you can go for $10. So you can take your family for $50 to the game.
Hang on. What does parking cost?
You know what? You can park for free. I used to live in Milwaukee. There's plenty of places you can park for free if you want to walk a little bit. You can park for free.
In Philadelphia, it's $40 to park. In L.A. now, it's $20 to park for the Dodgers. The point is, you can't go for $50 for a family of four to any major professional sports club. You're going to eat popcorn. You're going to buy hot dogs. You're going to buy hot dogs. You can't get away with less than a couple hundred dollars. I think you're dreaming. I mean, I really do. You bring your kids. They're going to want things at the game. Your wife's going to want something. You're going to want something. So to say $40, I think that's an aberration. That's not a norm. And again, team marketing out of Chicago does a report every year.
Hey, hold on a second here.
Average tickets, $450 for NFL, $400 for the NBA.
Jeff, do the Coyotes still do those nights where you can bring your family for four, get the drinks, get the hot dogs? And if I remember, it was very affordable. Yes or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they do their Dollar Bash night where you can get, you know, where you can get a soda for a dollar, you can get a hot dog for a dollar. Same thing happens down at Chase Field. You know, they have the dollar hot, they have the whole discount menu, which is like $1 for hot dog, $1.50 for popcorn, $1.50 for a small Pepsi product. You know, it's an affordable experience, you know, and there's ways to beat parking, there's ways to beat expensive tickets, and there's ways to beat expensive concessions.
So, Jeff, you're okay with your taxes going to build an arena in Milwaukee?
Well,
if they said in Arizona, that would be okay? And, I mean, why can't the rich people? Why can't they? I'd be okay with that if they were going to give a percentage back to the city or the county, but they're not going to do that. So until they do that, why should somebody else make somebody else richer? You explain that to me because I don't understand it.
Look, I come from Cleveland, where in 1994 they implemented a sin tax, which was a small tax, probably 1 or 2 cents on the purchase of of tobacco and liquor, and it only got people committing those so-called sins. And the arenas got built, Gund Arena got built, and we have a fantastic basketball team at the moment. Jacobs Field got built. It's now Progressive Field. We had a majestic run in the late 90s. And you know what we didn't have in the late 90s? We didn't have the NFL because our Modell didn't get on board with it. And nobody funded it. There was no taxpayer-funded stadium for Art Modell. So he took the show to Baltimore. And Cleveland NFL fans haven't had a real NFL experience ever since.
Yeah, and that's what happens, Fred. If you don't want to get your city and the people that are going to be going to these games involved, then the owners say, you know what, I'm closing shop, and I'm going to go somewhere where they do.
I'm going to repeat. Taxpayer funds should not go to make some rich guy richer and assure them.
But it's not just that. It's the commerce by the arenas.
That's nonsense. Everybody's now written articles that is total BS. If you give anybody those kind of taxpayer advantages, anybody could say they're going to open more jobs. And we're talking $12 an hour jobs anyways, and concessionaires and things like that.
But you're absolutely going to open up more jobs, Fred.
No,
I mean,
come on. You're not. What I'm saying is, wait a minute. Let me tell you, you can read anything you want to read at any point at this time. Anybody getting those kind of taxpayer advantages, you'd make as many jobs. So what I'm trying to say to you is that in reality, it's all BS. Let's go to Florida. Let's go to the Florida Marlins, who got a new stadium built for them. And after that, they never showed their books. And this was on HBO again last month, HBO Real Sports. After the idiot city council, not the public, but the city council voted, yeah, we'll build a new stadium for Mr. Laurie and company, we discovered they made $50 million the previous 2 years. After BSing the public, as you guys are right now listening to Dorf on Sports on SportsBylineUSA.com and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, you're giving us the Jeffrey Laurie line. Nonsense.
Listen, let me ask you this, though. So let's compare today to yesterday, okay? First of all, the prices were less. We all know that. Yesterday, it wasn't as much as it was today. I remember my uncle showing me tickets from when he was a kid. It's unbelievable, man, how cheap games used to be. It's all relative. So the question becomes, how much disposable income do people have from the old days to today? Can we compare it?
No, I don't think they have any disposable income, the average person.
So
I think that's why people are scrounging to pay their electric bill and their gas bill and everything else. I think our middle class has gone to hell. And
so is it also fair to say potentially here, I know you're saying that these new stadiums don't create jobs. I beg to differ with you. I think they do. I think they're going to bring in new venues around the area, which will create jobs, which will create new businesses. So
honest to God, Andy, this month on HBO Real Sport, they did a piece on that. Watch it. You've got bartenders saying we have fewer people coming in because of the team. So it's all nonsense. It's all a story by the rich to fool the public. That's how certain people get elected in this country as governors or president, by fooling the average person. You're being fooled. Just read the numbers. I'm telling you again, Jeffrey Laurie made $50 million the previous 2 years. He got the taxpayers to build him a new stadium in Florida, and they're not showing up now anyways because they're upset. So what I'm saying to you is that to say that it's going to automatically make more income, watch the bartender on HBO Real Sports.
Let me ask you something. How about the Jerry Jones Stadium? How's that done?
45% of the public, I thought Jerry Jones paid a whole lot more. I thought maybe the public paid 15%. When they had the Super Bowl there 4 or 5 years ago, I think it was 4 years ago, we found out the public actually paid 45% of that stadium. Do they own 45% of the stadium, or does Mr. Jerry Jones get every nickel from every concession and every new sponsor, every sign, anything else? Does the public get anything from that?
Are you asking
who can't afford to go to a game, by the way?
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. So what does the public get out of that?
I have no clue. I'm just asking you. I mean, look, the bottom line is they love their boys. They did what they had to do to keep them where they're at. And that's what you do. When you love a team, you love an organization, and you want to be a part of it, Fred, that's what happens. That's just it's just the way it is, man. You can't have it both ways. I mean, at the end of the day...
You think Dallas would have left?
I mean, probably not. Let's be honest. You know, it's like the Packers aren't leaving either, but there's something really special and unique about that. They are owned by the people. So that's a totally different ballgame, you know. And look, that's something that you just don't see. You can't have that anymore. It's just, it's a thing of the past. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll get back at it. Maybe get into some baseball and maybe even a little bit about the Open Championship, because I think it's pretty miraculous. You got an amateur right there. You got Jordan Spieth maybe on his way to three of the four. Anyways, we'll be right back. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Ever thought about creating your own private retreat? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about a simple way to turn your backyard into an oasis right after this.
Beautify your outdoor living spaces with Pavestone's elegant collection of pavers, retaining walls, patio stones, and edging. Pavestone's easy do-it-yourself products have a unique way of transforming landscapes into beautiful dreamscapes. Discover how you can enhance your outdoor living spaces with attractive and durable interlocking patio stones, driveway pavers, steps, retaining walls, pathway edging, fire pits, and planters by visiting pavestone.com.
A water feature is a great way to start a backyard retreat because it will work in almost any size space or budget. It provides a visual focal point while the sound of moving water creates a soothing atmosphere and blocks out neighboring noises like traffic. Large or small, the basic components are the same. An upper pool or basin and a lower one. The two pools are connected together by plumbing while a small pump moves the water from the bottom back to the top after gravity brings the water down. You can buy them ready-made or create your own with parts from the hardware store. Planters and urns make great basins since most already have drain holes in the bottom, so you can route the plumbing from one to the other. But remember, the water pump or the water feature must be connected to a ground fault interrupter circuit. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. It's been a while since we've gotten Fred Wallen heated, man. I like it. I really do. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We do want thoughts. We do want opinions. If you think Jeff and I are nuts and that taxpayers shouldn't have to help out with those new arenas that are what we think are going to create jobs, but Fred tells us we're we're misinformed and we don't know what we're talking about. But otherwise, there's a lot of things to talk about with the Open Championship going on. Jordan Spieth in the clubhouse at 11 under. I believe someone is 12 under, and you know, we'll just see how it goes the last few holes down the stretch. But very impressive. A lot of things going on in baseball as well. You know, I mean, other than the Dodgers not having a TV deal for people there in LA, there are other things happening. So, and the NFL, man, we haven't even touched that with Fred at all. Tom Brady decision coming later, probably about his suspension. We had the induction of Brett Favre into the Packer Hall of Fame Saturday. A lot of things happening, man. You know, you saw some big contracts as well. Guys getting paid some serious cash. Dez Bryant will be. We were talking a little bit about the Cowboys. He's there for 5 years. He got the $70 million deal. So a lot of things happening in the sports world. Fellas, I don't even care what direction we go, to be honest with you. But I do want to start with this, and then we'll kind of go around things. Jordan Spieth winning two of the first three in the clubhouse, 11 under, like I said. Someone is 12 under, maybe a couple guys at this moment. But, I mean, look, we had a Triple Crown winner. I'll be honest, man. I would love to see him get the third one or at least have a chance to, maybe a playoff of some kind, because, like I said, there are people that are ahead of him. But no Tiger Woods in the mix over the weekend. I'm not upset about it, to be honest with you. I find it to be insulting that we keep putting him in the mix for a guy that could win tournaments when he's nowhere close to winning tournaments. But this leaderboard, pretty unbelievable, to be honest with you. And the Open Championship is a pretty unbelievable spectacle itself. So thoughts about Jordan Spieth maybe having a chance for the third of four, and the fact that Tiger is nowhere to be seen, Fred?
Well, eventually Tiger will win another tournament. It's just a question of when. Obviously, this was
I don't
not
know
his,
about. I really
this,
don't.
This was not his weekend. Yeah, I think you're forgetting Serena. Can't she get the Grand Slam also? Or
she has the Serena Slam. It's the second time that she could have the Serena Slam. Yes.
So if we get the Serena Slam and we get the Spieth Grand Slam and we get the Triple Crown. We have the Serena Slam. So, I mean, it's been an interesting year in the world of sports. But Spieth is an interesting thing. I mean, at 21 years of age, competing with his elders, what he's done in the majors is whatever happens. And again, some of you are going to be listening to this on Monday. But even to get this far as we're doing the show on Sunday, for him to compete again after winning the first two legs of the Grand Slam is pretty spectacular. He's got something beyond the physical ability. He's got the emotion and the psychological ability to compete with guys who've been there so many times before. And he's got you just got to give this guy all kinds of credit. There's no question about that.
Let's call it the it factor. He's got the it factor. You know, there's other guys that have the it factor. Tiger had the it factor, but no longer has it. And he's probably fallen worse than anybody I've ever seen. Go ahead, Jeff.
He's fallen so far, he doesn't deserve the time we give him, quite frankly. I feel like we're disrespecting Jordan Spieth and the rest of the leaderboard by talking about Tiger in the same way that we could disrespect Serena by talking about Anna Kournikova. I mean, it's that bad. You know, it's that bad of a contrast between, you know, like you said before, yesterday and today. Things change from day to day, and things change from week to week. And you know, Tiger hasn't been relevant, you know, other than a tabloid figure for a long time. You know, I'm looking forward to this. You know, I'm looking forward to Serena Williams chasing the, you know, the natural Grand Slam, and I'm looking forward to Jordan Spieth being in the hunt on Monday, and also, you know, being in the hunt at the PGA Championship to see if he can nail down all four in a year. I think it's amazing for sports, and I think that when we focus on the other noise, we do ourselves a disservice as fans.
Yeah, you know, Fred tells us we're in a dream world about taxpayers having to pay for arenas. Fred, you're in a dream world about Tiger Woods. The guy's done, man. I've been saying this. I've been saying it for like a year, maybe even longer. The guy is done. He's finished, man. He is raking his own bunkers at tournaments. He's finishing 124th. The guy is finished. You're right. He might win another tournament. He is never winning another major. I mean, and to be honest with you, I don't know if he ever wins another tournament. I mean, the guy is bad. I mean, like Jeff just said, the only thing interesting about Tiger Woods now is what's going to happen to him off the field. Who is – or off the golf course, I should say. Who's he dating? Who's he messing around with? Who's he cheating on? That's what's interesting about Tiger Woods, and that's sad.
I have hope that he'll come back and surprise you and shock you. Hey, let's talk some baseball because you only have a few minutes left.
Fred, sure. The one thing, Jeff. I want to ask you is he even going to make cuts anymore at these majors?
Yeah.
I think he'll come back. Okay. He's 39 years of age. I think he'll come back. I do want to talk some baseball because trading deadline is the 31st.
Yeah.
And there are some pitchers out there that may change the outlook for the rest of the season. Johnny Cueto of Cincinnati, Cole Hamels of Philadelphia, and even Chapman now of Cincinnati. He's been mentioned as a possible trade bait for the Reds. Who do you guys think will pick these guys up, and who would you want? Let's say you're a Red Sox fan. Which pitcher would you want? Cueto, Hamels, Chapman as a reliever? Who would you want?
Well, the Red Sox. I mean, to me,
They got the Bucks, and the Cubs got the have the Bucks. So I mean, they were
right,
taking
right,
teams.
Right, right, right. No, I get it. I hear what you're saying. And look, they're at the end of the day, they're only 7.5 games back, right? And
right.
Nobody has really taken the bull by the horns in that division. Although the Yankees seem to be playing a little bit better at the present moment, obviously. But I mean, at some point. Don't you got to say, look, we're just spending to spend, and why don't we just stick with what we got, especially when you're in the last place of that division? I don't necessarily think Boston has a shot this year, but maybe I'm wrong.
What about the Cubs?
The Cubs?
Yeah.
They don't have a shot to win the division. There's
no
way.
But they certainly have a shot in a playoff scenario. So
absolutely.
Would it be worth it to them to give up some of their minor league kids? And they've got a slew of great ones. Many of them are in the majors now, but I'm just saying the Cubs still have a good minor league system and some paying big bucks for Cueto and Hamels. I mean,
sure.
I think, remember now, in that one game playoff, you need a top notch starter, and Cubs have bucks. Their young guys will get better in the next 2 months. And they could surprise the world. I mean, and of course, 1908 is not that long ago. And who knows about a World Series? 1945, they actually won the National League pennant. So that's only 70 years ago.
See, but the Cubs make sense, okay? That's something that makes sense to me. Jeff, I don't know what you're thinking, but
My thought is that they have John Lester. I'm not sure that they're shopping a frontline starter as much as they're looking for a guy like Chapman to shore up their bullpen.
And if you're a Reds fan, okay, how do you feel if Cueto and Chapman go? You guys, what do you think?
Well, that's a good question. I think they're probably like, why would you do that? Maybe we're having a bad year, but ultimately we need these guys to compete. So you don't necessarily want to be sellers. And that's why I'm saying, you know what? Maybe just if you're the Boston Red Sox, you got to say, look, let's just relax. Let's not overanalyze this. Let's not get caught speeding here and wind up ruining our future because we're in a panic right now.
Yeah, I mean, I there's a lot of conversation out there. I don't know how much of it's true, how much of it's not true. I do think Reds fans would go nuts more than Cueto, because Cueto's, I think, a free agent anyways. But but Chapman is impossible to hit in the ninth inning. I mean, you can say what you want, but if I'm a manager of a major league team, of all the relievers out there, and there are a lot of really good ones now, I want Chapman. I can't hit 102-mile-hour fastball. I don't care what kind of major league player I am. I want Chapman as my closer. So if I'm a Reds fan, I think you just made a very valid point, Andy. I mean, next year they could come back. They got off to a bad start this year. Next year they could get off to an 11-3 start instead of the reverse. And you know what I'm saying? They could be right there, but you need a closer.
Yeah, that's why I think, look, certain teams have to make these bold moves and go for it. Whereas other teams, I think they're better off just sitting back and saying, okay, let's regroup. There's always next year. Let's not get crazy right now and go and become sellers when we're going to wind up ruining our future potentially. And
yeah,
that could
yeah.
be the case for Boston 100%. Jeff?
I'd like to see a team. You know, Fred talks about the teams with the bucks. You know, you could structure these deals. You know, it's going to cost you a few more prospects. It might cost you, a more quality player than you're really willing to give up. But, you know, I wouldn't. You know, if I'm Minnesota, I'm looking at this right now. I'm thinking, man, you know, if I could add Johnny Cueto to this pitching staff, we can win the division, and you know, we could take a real run at this. And I might consider giving up Buxton. You know, I wonder what the Cubs are willing to give up. You know, if they're willing to give up a guy like Kyle Schwarber to make a run to try to catch Pittsburgh and St. Louis. So, you know, I look at the teams that, you know, have a chance, especially on the rental players where you can work out a deal to get these guys for 2 months, similar to the way that Milwaukee chased CC Sabathia back
sure.
in 2008. So, sure. I think that if, you know, you got to look at your window, you got to look at, can we win with what we got? Is what we have sustainable? And if not, maybe you do try to make that big splash.
Right. And also, I think you got to think, you know, like the teams like the Giants, for instance, you know, you're 3.5 back. What could get you over the hump to get ahead of the Dodgers? The Mets, they're 3 games back of the Nationals. What could they do to get ahead? The Astros have all of a sudden lost their mojo. What could they do to get themselves back to be the front runner? And then, like you said, I think Minnesota, that's a great call. I mean, Detroit, in all honesty, I think they have to break things up there. It's not working, guys. You know, like we've talked about, they have the best hitter in all of baseball. It should be producing a little bit more runs and more wins for them. What's wrong there? I mean, is it they have too much talent? I don't know the answer. I'm spitballing here. But my point is I think those teams that are just on the outside looking in, they're absolutely people that want to be buyers right now, Fred.
You know, you mentioned Detroit. I mean, Cabrera's out for another 3 or 4 weeks, so that's making a difference. Brad Ausmus might lose his job. You know, second year now, rookie manager last year, had no experience whatsoever. You could blame the manager, even though I don't know. Is he to blame? I don't know. They, as you said, they have got plenty of talent. There's no question about that. And that they weren't doing well even when Cabrera was healthy, so we'll see.
Right. Yeah, interesting, man. Anyways... Hear the music means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back to wrap this thing up. A lot going on in the sports world, everybody. A lot. Open Championship unfolding right in front of our eyes. Could Jordan Spieth have 3 of the 4? I don't know. It looks tough at this point, but I'm hoping, man. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, to be honest with you. Anyways, Fred Wallen in L.A., Jeff Rich, Dorfman in Phoenix. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Be right back, everybody.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on the program. And a quick reminder, we are brought to you in part today by Today's Homeowner Television, Radio, and Online Home Improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts for local listings and online videos and articles. Go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. As well as, we are brought to you by softhits.net. If you like Jimmy Buffett, James Taylor, and Fleetwood Mac, then you're going to love softhits.net. Online with broadcast quality and audio, song after song, it's softhits.net. That's softhits.net. Hey, Jeff, before we get out of here, man, give me one of your things that's on your mind about the sports world, and we'll all have a little bit of a take before we get out of here. Go ahead.
Well, I'd like to address Aaron Andrews telling Mike Trout that he's the white Bo Jackson. I don't think that the comparison works. Yes, two tremendously gifted athletes and center fielders to boot, but look at Mike Trout's career thus far, and look at Bo Jackson's obviously abbreviated baseball career. And I think you'll look at it and you'll see that Bo Jackson's best season offensively was worse than Mike Trout's worst season offensively, which was in 2014, which was still a phenomenal season.
Fred, what's on your mind?
Well, we don't have much time. I agree with Jeff just said. And you know, maybe the Dodgers are deal for one of these pitchers, and you put them with Greinke and Kershaw, and you put Cueto there. That's not bad, 1, 2, and 3.
I'm going to cap it off with saying, seeing Brett Favre get inducted into the Packer Hall of Fame over the weekend was something really special, and it really brought me back to my younger days of watching the Green Bay Packers and all those great moments and experiences I had, and they're continuing with Aaron Rodgers. You know, to go from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, man, unbelievable, and kudos to Brett Favre and the Packers for making everything right and doing what was supposed to be done, bringing him back home, where he made a lot of people happy. He was truly a great player and a blessing for us in Wisconsin. For Fred, for Jeff, for Scott, I'm saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.